Blog Talk Radio.
I have a dream that one day, we will be judged by our color. Yes, one day. What's the dilly? Never know how I might come. What is going on? You have now entered the zone, the dimension. The dome show. You have now entered the dome show. What's the dilly? Oh, yeah. It has finally happened. The dillyism code. The dilly is the Arctic air has now dropped down on the heart of it all. Heart of it all, yep, that's where we at. The O-H-I-O. Yep. It's the Big Ten, y'all. You know the Big Ten ball. So we in here. Cold air's in here, too. Below freezing, yes. Wind chill taken down. Unbelievable if the wind's right. Jim Gnaw, 700. It is now time. It is now the month. What's going on? You never know where you might be, how it might happen, what you might say, what might be said, how you might take it, how you might feel, how you might react. You never know. Or do you know? How well do you know yourself? How well do you know others? How well do you know how to handle how well you think you can handle it? Quick to anger. Oh, yes. Different ways of the mind, different ways of the spirit, different ways to touch the heart, to touch the soul. You get road rage. How do you calm yourself down from it? Do you care if you get road rage? Are you willing to stop that within yourself because you realize you're fussing at yourself in the car? No one hears you. Or do you take it to that level? Get beside them and flick them off or cuss, yell, step on the brakes in front of them, almost kill them. Where's the love? We're the dope show right now. That's right. Glad you can make it. Glad you can vibe with me. Relive this moment. Yep. And what they say is Black History Month. Then it's funny. In a sense, you know, I just go in, so excuse me. It's funny in a sense, you know. You might have heard last week talk about back of the bus. We hated it because it sent us there. Now that's all they do is head to the back of the bus. Was it all for nothing? So it's very difficult to understand what happens when situations happen. So, I don't know. Is it good? Is it bad? How do you decide? I'm not sure what you got to go through to find out how you got to make your way. That's all. You get a chance. They turn to good, they turn the situation to bad. You never know how it's supposed to go, how it's going to be directed. So, just got to try to stay focused. Got to do better. That's right. Got to do better. Past weekend, began Black History Month. And it's funny, like I was saying, it starts with what someone believes, what someone wants to make it. Then social media is crucial. It can hurt you, it can harm you. Black History Month, put in place, school life growing up, something we're missing, bringing attention to things not being taught, put it in a curricular, add it in a month, every year, certain situations happen, certain privileges happen. Here we go. We're ahead. It's never enough. It will never be enough because it's still a form of, I say, separate, living separate, styling separate, speaking separate, moving separate, different than so. Now it becomes a tradition. Media gets a hold of it. Oh, my goodness. It's Kermit the Frog drinking on this one again. Are we seeing MJ's tears again? Because we don't want no month. We want to know our history all 365. You get 28 days. Giving us the shortest month. I mean, the fire has already been burnt, but the fuel that is placed on the fire ignites in hundreds of times more. And then it affects some, it affects others. But how it does affect others is always the key. It's very, very difficult to live this life on the evil side. Super Bowl, just in case you missed it. Oh, yeah. Real nice game. I must say, I was going for Carolina. Because that was really the underdog, but I don't know how the bets did it out there, but yeah, the underdog is always what is the quarterback, because he is controlling and running the field. So, if you really know football, defense, you would know that he's going to pick the field apart, Peyton Manning. So it's believable. It is. They don't know what it is. The music ain't coming on right. Well, they'll set you down anytime they can. Super Bowl halftime. It changes. Super Bowl life changes. Quarterback runs the game. Changes. Who picks who apart? The smartest quarterback. Silence is a virtue. They won't silence me forever. Yes. So what do they have going on? Biggest Super Bowl halftime. Someone who is not the headliner, but shines as the headliner. What does it mean? Controversy. How does it happen? Color barriers. Why? Black History Month? Oh, I wouldn't know. I couldn't say. Could it be? There will always be, like I said, they turn it into something. Media power. Beyonce. Black Panthers. I mean, nice gesture. Presentation. Line formation, military. I don't know why the Super Bowl was so militarized anyway. That's really amazing to me on another aspect of what's going on out here. Excuse my voice. But isn't it something how, I guess it's for an attraction? Keep it America's game. I'm not sure. But controversy turns it into KKK, Black Panthers, nowhere near the same meaning, nowhere near the same path. And it's really helping because it's awareness and people like to debate. And we'll go, let the finger through the walking. Okay, Google, Siri, whoever these computer people are, and they get some information. These people are talking, and even though it's debates, arguments, you always get the people who talk trash and say the negative, and you'll get a lot of memories. You'll see a lot of tree hangings. You'll see a lot of stuff out there. Just to show what it is and how it is, how it was, how it's going to be. Different things happen, you know. So, got to be aware, got to do better. That's all we know. That's all we know. So, big ups to Beyonce, what she did. Gaga, Bruno, halftime show. Peyton Manning did his thing. Look how they tear Cam up. Another situation. All accomplishments are out the window. But that shit happened because it's the end of the season. They know Super Bowl. Super Bowl, or bust. So it's very emotional. You build yourself up highest pedestal, highest level, highest sport in the world, supposedly. So you lose. You never experienced that level of Super Bowl or bust. So People handle everything differently. Everyone is different. So many opinions out there. Our opinions don't matter, but they do cause controversy. So it's news, it's ratings. You know how we do. But they'll tear you down. They will tear you down. So you almost need to have some type of way out. Put that in your arsenal for the people that you know will tear you down. You have to be prepared and focused for that type of situation that you know will come because of how you do it, the lane you're in, the direction you're going. That's right. Take my man. Yeah, Pits, Dobermans, German Shepherds, St. Bernards. Yep. DMX. I don't know what happened. But headlines, I'm saying, frantic February, frantic out here. You never know. DMX. Oh, oh. DMX. And the headlines read overdose. Oh, yeah. It's coming. So, the DMX overdose. That's the headlines. Media tear you up. Do you know the truth? But he's found unconscious and not breathing. You get these chances, these celebrities, they do. And sad to say, sad to report, speak about. And it's always to get better out there. But it's always needs to be quit doing this shit. My language. I mean, come on. Reality shows. It's the focus. Gotta have it. No way around it without it. No way. my voice. Woo! Excuse me, people. Excuse me. Well, LeBron and Kobe went at it tonight, and very, very interesting to see. Wish it could have been there last time. Great. Always nice to see what could happen when someone graces the floor. You know? So, big ups to Kobe doing this thing. And his tour of state to state and city to city. Way to go out. Bron and Kobe. Yep, just in case you missed it, check out the highlights. I'm sure you'll see a few. ESPN doing its thing. You know, getting ready. Championship time. Super Bowl's over. March Madness is coming. All-Star Weekend. NBA All-Star Weekend. You never know what's going to happen because it changes. Snow has hit us. It's cold out. Below zero. Wind chill. You never know what could happen. So So it's Valentine's Day week. Valentine's! I only got one Valentine wish. For you to be my Valentine wish. KM. One wish. One wish. One wish you gotta worry about. One wish. One wish. Yep, Valentine's Day weekend. Do you get treated or do you do the treating? Is it mutual? I always like to see and receive the thought that counts. It never really, really means what it is unless it's gifts that most people can't get unless they really know they wanted it and they plan for jewelry. You know, nothing like getting a nice man's bracelet. You know, she like earrings, necklace, charms. Nice. Every gift, K. That's the K I need. Yee! So, people are going to be going crazy. Some keep it traditional. Like I said, the thought that counts. Some people love what they love. They want flowers. They just love them. Candy. Some people just love it. It's just for that purpose in the thought and the cards. Some people want cards, some dinner, some time. I sort of wish. Oh, my Valentine's Day was special. It will be. We never know how special it can be. And hopefully everyone in the world can receive that special moment. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's already the middle of the month, 2016. Woo! Trying to make it happen, everybody. Trying to make it happen. Get the work in. Command that'll be done. And you can get over the hump. Because it's mighty icy right now. If you ain't got the right tools necessary for the job, what are you applying for? Yep. What are you applying for? Before we get out of here, you know, shout out. And it's Black History Month. Who's putting down history? And it's all about a name. Some people want to research a name, some don't. Some might already know or they think they know enough. People made a difference. Yep. The debate is what we're going to leave on, people. The music out here, Drake is this in his new rap battle against Meek Mill. Yep. Amber, Wiz, back together. Yep. Something else out here, people. Never know what might happen. Never know. So, few shows coming to the city. Y'all keep your ears to the ground. Elite. Exclusive. And his politic game is ill. Trump's the leader. Start off by saying that. No one thought he would be, but everybody's personality is a Trump. We just don't have the money he has. But we can't act the way he acts. Because the color of his skin as well, but that can be lightened by the pocket you have. And if you wanted to act that way, politically incorrect. He listened to somebody in the crowd yell pussy. What? He calling, he said, the people are saying Ted Cruz, somebody's a pussy. But the person is yelling it out the front row. It had to be placement. You feel me? What did you say? Yell it out again. And then people were asking, well, what did she say? What did she say? Oh, yelled, he's a pussy. Come on. So it's just about discipline. So you never know what can happen in the country we live in. He's talking about putting a wall up to keep the Mexicans out, but it will be a wall that keeps us in. They don't want you to have a passport. They want you to keep on building and building this country and not being appreciated for the service done. Another history moment. Malcolm X, fight the powers. Yeah. Until the next time, everybody. You enjoy this month because it's frantic out here. Lou Gossett, James Earl, remember, God's working. Pray for yourself. Pray for someone else. That's how you got to do it. Dope show. I'm going back into the lab. Getting the music ready. iTunes. Y'all get ready. Working on the process. Enjoy y'all weekend. Cupid is out shooting his arrows. Hope he shoots KM for me. Yeah!